do you mean? A catastrophe can happen anywhere. Have you heard of the Arab-Israeli conflict, or the Bangladesh crisis, or the situation at Managua, Nicaragua?
Yeah, I know about those people in those places. But in Africa, the richest continent on Earth, with over half the world's gold, over 90% of its diamonds, corinthium, uranium, cobalt, rubber, and all that wealth.
It is true that Africa is the richest continent, but the Sahel area is poor.
What do you mean poor? How could it be poor among all those riches? Run it down to me, Noah, black brother, run it down.
Hold it, black sister. I'll run it down. First of all, this is mainly the desert region of Africa above the equator. The equator spans Africa almost at its center, geographically speaking, where the sun most direct rays hit the earth in a circular manner. It's the equator. On the equator, you'll find a better quality and abundance of life, animal and plants, rainforests. Further you get away from the equator, north or south, you leave the rainforests and into the savannah. And beyond the savannah, the desert.
You mean Africa has two deserts?
Yes, the Sahara in the north and the Kalahari in the south. The Sahara is known as the giant desert, and the Kalahari, the baby. The Sahel is the name of the area on the southern border of the Sahara Desert.
What has that got to do with Africa letting this catastrophe get so alarming?
Hold it, black sister. You said run it. I'm running it. Secondly, the Sahel area has a particular poor climate. The condition, a mild distribution and small quantity of rain. Thirdly, the inhabitants are mainly nomads, herdsmen, and the farmers, whose lives are highly dependent upon the water. For the man.